Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Oh, it's on now.
Is it on now?
You serious?
Shut up and turn the radio on.
Put the radio
on. Just turn the radio on.
Turn it on. Turn it on now.
Why?
We're on it now.
For real?
For real.
Hey, now you're talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your kind attention, please? Ladies and gentlemen, we can blast off.
It's showtime.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, we've also got some breaking news right now, so we want to check in with CBS's Mark Strassman. He is in Georgia, where they're having a big problem counting some of the votes. Mark?
Nora, this is an election return watch party here on the edge of Atlanta. These are mostly excited Democrats because when's the last time Georgia thought of itself as a battleground state? After a record early returns and essentially a day of problem-free voting, there is now a hitch in the tabulation of votes. I'm standing in Fulton County. Fulton County includes a chunk of Atlanta. Downtown Atlanta is State Farm Arena where the Atlanta Hawks play. They are tabulating the absentee ballots of Fulton County, Georgia's most populous county. A water pipe has broken inside the arena. They had counted 86,000 absentee ballots. We don't know how many more they have yet to tabulate, but all the tabulation of those ballots has now stopped. We're told by election officials they may not finish tabulating those votes for a day or two. So depending how close the rest of the state is, we may not know the result of this critical battleground state.
That did not age well. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Finally, truth coming out, results coming out. Oh, not looking good for Fulton County. Give you a little something about Stacey Abrams as well here coming up in just a sec. First off, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here. It's your show. Whatever you want to talk about today, 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. But I know you're going to want to talk about this because it's pretty unbelievable. No, it's actually, it is believable because we've seen it happen all across the country. And it is getting pretty old, pretty tiring, and people are fed up. Here we go again, folks. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the statue of John Mackey come down because the man who created it was a believer in Nordic superiority? You know, KKK, all that garbage. Not John Mackey. The person who created the statue. Are you getting the ridiculousness of this? So, there you go. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, should the number of adverse effects for the COVID shot be announced right alongside with the number of COVID cases? 97% of those participating in the poll said yes. So, contact the health department, whatever county you're in. Say, you know what? We want these numbers too. We want you to break it down per county, just like you're doing the cases. Yeah, no, they're not going to do that. Just so you know. So you'll have to keep going to the VAERS website. Get those numbers there. Of the close to 10,000 people that have died just in this country from that shot. Truth is just an overwhelming thing. It really is. Now let's go back to Fulton County. The truth is finally coming out and Democrats are scared. They're running scared. First, we learned that it wasn't a pipe breaking. It was literally a drip in the bathroom somewhere. Had no effect. Would not have affected the counting of ballots at all. But then we saw all those bags coming up from underneath tables. once everybody else left except for five people. Guess it must not have been that big of a issue if five people can stay behind and continuously run the same ballots through the counting machine. We have video of it. The video has played ever since it came out. But still, no one believed it. The evidence is right in front of your eyes. Yet all we hear from judges throwing out cases, from the left, anybody who supported Biden, there's no such thing. There's no voter fraud. There's no evidence. Sworn statements, video, forensic analysis of voting machines. What evidence are they looking for? I mean, give me the actual evidence that they want, and then let's go that route and produce it. Because the evidence is clear. So why are we having to go through all this? Because you have to see how blatant it actually is. You have to see for yourself what they are willing to do to steal an election. Are you seeing it now? Is it making sense? So now, as our listeners have shown by 99%, when I asked the question, do you think every state should be audited? 99% of those participating in those polls say yes. The only way that people are going to trust future elections, and we got one coming up in less than a year, our primary election here in the state of Nevada is in June. People aren't going to trust those results if we don't have this system fixed. And I don't mean fixing the Dominion machines. I mean getting rid of the Dominion machines and getting a process in place where people know that it's one person, one vote. Let me change that. One legal citizen registered to vote, and one vote. Because that's the other thing that they're going after. Look at the Democrats in Texas. Fleeing responsibility because they don't want to have secure voting. Why is that? Because then they would lose all of their votes. Because the Democrats I talked to, they didn't vote for any of this. So somebody's manipulating the numbers somewhere. And it's got to stop. But the only way it stops is with you. With you saying you want someone else. You want something else. You want a different process. You want a better process. So what do? You contact the county commissioners. You contact the elections board. You contact everybody every day. It's that important. Because if we can't trust our elections, then we really can't trust anybody who's in politics. And the laws that they've made. How far back do we go that these people are illegitimate lawmakers making laws that we've been suffering through? I mean, I'd really like to see that Sisolak was not actually elected. Because look at what he's put this state through. Especially the rurals. Gas taxes. Domestic wells. I mean, it's incredible how you say you're for the people of this state. I'm going to represent the people. No, you're not. You're representing special interests. And even the Democrats I talk to, that's not what they want. Yes, I still talk to Democrats. I have a lot of friends in nonprofits, and you know what? They're good people. But just like us, they're getting screwed over by the party. There are no parties. It's not the Democrat Party, not the Republican Party. It is big government. And that falls into line right here locally as well. All the things that I'm seeing behind the scenes, just even trying to run for state office, yeah. It's about government, not we the people. And it's time to change. Hopefully, you're not on the way to change anything in your life today as you're listening to The Monica Jay Show, which I greatly appreciate. Talk and text 884-9910. We'll get to some of your texts, and hopefully you're talking. I'd love to hear what you have to think about the John W. Mackey statue, if you think that should come down or not.
I used to do needlepoint in my rocking chair and play bingo with the girls every other Wednesday. But now...
I'm 78 years old and competing in a powerlifting competition. For breakfast, I chew on nails, and now I can crack a walnut with my butt cheeks. Yeah! Needlepoint this, bingo lips.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line 884-9910. That's what happens when you throw out the text line. You start getting texts. Lois just sent me this from her iPhone. Stop perpetrating the lie. Or stop perpetuating the lie. You should be taken off the air. Lois. Bonga. Sparks, Nevada. What was I lying about, Lois? Call into the show. 884-9910. You got your iPhone right there. And what subject are you talking about? Are you talking about the vaccine? Are you talking about the election? What are you talking about? Come on, Lois. The phone line's open for you. Not quite sure. All right. Let's go on to a few other topics this morning. Of course, we have the discussion now with Freedom Phone, people using Signal for texting. There's a story coming out that there is proof now that the FBI can get into the app Signal and track your texts. So is anything really all that safe? Here's the problem. We have people from January 6th that were arrested on a lie of insurrection, of breaking into the Capitol, to the U.S. Capitol. What we have found out to this point now, here in July, is that there are still people being held that have no access to lawyers, no access to friends or family. American citizens. What happened to due process? This could be you. Because these were just American citizens that were there to support their president. Things were manipulated. Agitators were put in the crowd. They knew this was coming, but no extra guards. National Guardsmen were sent to patrol the streets, nowhere near the Capitol. They wanted this to happen. They're pushing us to the brink. So, what do? We have patience. That's what we do. We have patience because we know that in the end, truth wins. It always does. It may take time to come out, but it does eventually. It breaks people. I just got this from Bob. It is easier to fool someone than to convince them that they have been fooled. You know, Bob, that is absolutely 100% correct. People never want to be wrong. If I'm wrong about something, Lois, give me the facts. Tell me what I'm wrong about. Don't just send me a text that says, you're perpetuating lies, you liar, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't do anything. If it's the vaccine you're talking about, or the shot, how am I lying giving you numbers from the CDC? Because that's where the VAERS reporting goes, which, by the way, is voluntary. So if you listen to some doctors, well, the number's a hell of a lot greater than 10,000. So, what's up? You going to answer the questions? Probably not. And if I'm lying just by sharing the information that these doctors and scientists are coming up with. Well, Lois, why aren't you calling their schools where they got their education and having their licenses and their degrees revoked? Because obviously you must disagree with them. So why are we allowing doctors and scientists, you know, like the scientists who actually invented mRNA and told officials to pull it. What messages are you sending them? Just out of curiosity.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I thought he was going to be off down in Douglas County helping Amy Dotson pack since she's moving to Illinois. But no, he's at Pope and Young Convention today at the Nugget in Sparks. Glad I got a little bit of a laugh out of you, Jerry.
You know, there's a saying, it's something along the lines of good riddance to bad. What is that? We wish her a lot of luck in her new career back in Illinois.
And that's
Thank
the perfect
you for
spot
all the
for
great
her.
Things. Yeah. thank you for all the great things you've done for Douglas County. You know, I actually used to live about 7 or 8 miles north of Dundee, Illinois. I picture the town. It's a very cute, historic little town and whatnot. But we'll let Amy Dodson work her magic on Dundee, Illinois here over the next couple of years, and we'll see what Douglas County does with that librarian. Speaking of libraries, Pope and Young has been keeping bow hunting records for over 60 years, and their annual convention is going on right now at the Nugget in Sparks. It's all archery all the time, but it's not just that, Monica. As I told you, we have the Border Patrol. They've got a now hiring. They're just two booths down, and then right next to us is also an electric bike manufacturer from Washington. Hunters that want to use electric bikes to get back more into the woods. So lots of different vendors, outfitters, world records. Pope and Young will also measure an animal if you've taken an animal with a bow over the last, doesn't matter. Bring it in if you want them to measure it, and they'll give you an official scoring by the Pope and Young organization. Lots of seminars going on today. Local Remy Warren is doing a seminar today. He's the host of Apex Predator, Solo Hunter, and a couple of other shows. He's on hunting shows. So all kinds of stuff, all kinds of gear, too. And we're speaking with the folks at Shields. We got three of their experts on archery that we're they're going to hang out in the booth all day today. So if you guys have any questions about equipment or a particular bow you've been looking about, reading about, whatever you want to find out about, we've got three experts here, Colton, Blaze, and Chad. They will answer all your questions. And, of course, the Big Game Barbecue tonight at 7 o'clock. Convention goes on through Saturday, and our broadcast is brought to you by Shields at the Legends in Sparks, where your outdoor and indoor retail adventure begins. Monica, is there any other opinions you want from me? Are you doing a poll question about John Mackey or something like that?
Yeah, actually. People are complaining that the statue was actually created by a Nordic superiority enthusiast or, you know, KKK person. So they want to take it down.
Those doggone Vikings, you could never trust them, right? And maybe they should take it down, but maybe what the university should do would be to just basically give everything that they took from the Mackey Foundation and give it back to them and let them use it for some other cause that so they can just forget John Mackey altogether. Because I believe a great book called The Bonanza King about John Mackey and another one about the Bowers is City of Illusion, which was written by Vardis Fisher, who also wrote Mountain Man. I just kind of circle back to hunting here and the outdoors and Mountain Men there. Monica.
Well, I would like to know if you've got any scientists down there, because they've created the first lab-grown frog foie, and some Michelin star chef says it tastes just like the real deal. Are we going to do that with deer?
Frog foie. Anybody here, an expert, a scientist, tasted any frog foie?
I do not eat foie gras.
Blank stares here. I heard Armstrong and Getty
talking about
a wheelbarrow full. Oh, it is. I heard Armstrong and Getty talking about a wheelbarrow full of frogs, and I never heard that expression before. So keep listening for more details on frog foie. Wheelbarrows full of frogs and whatever else we can come up with
and
here.
Lab created sure. Duck and deer.
Yeah. And we'll just keep talking about the witchery of archery here at the Pope and Young Convention. Do invite you to come out. We're in booth 202. Convention goes on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And of course, there are auctions if you want to bid on a hunt. There are a lot of outfitters here that have some hunts available that they've donated. And it all goes to a great cause, conservation for wildlife and hunting here at the Pope and Young Convention. So the Nugget in Sparks, Monica, if you don't mind, we'll join you again in 10 or 15 minutes.
Sounds
we're
going
to go back to talking frog foie.
As long as you don't forget that my birthday and Christmas is just around the corner.
I will see if I can pick you up some of that today.
All right. As we continue on with our conversation, I would like to hear from you today, though, on the subject of that statue of John Mackey. 923-FMTalk.com, 991-FMTalk.com. Do you think that it should be removed? Do you think it should come down? Yesterday's poll question, should the number of adverse effects for the COVID shot be announced right alongside the COVID cases? 97% of those participating in the poll said yes. That is a number I would like to hear. Because now the FDA is putting the risk factors of heart disease, myocarditis, with the Johnson & Johnson shot and blood clots. Whether you want to believe it or not, people are the guinea pigs right now. The people screaming that the variants are getting stronger. Do your research. Talk to your doctors. Talk to somebody that's taken a lab class that knows that viruses don't get stronger. They get weaker. I told you this months and months and months ago, that the shot is what is creating the firestorm in people's systems that make it seem like the Delta variant is so much stronger. Because all it is still COVID. That's all it is. You can go online and you can find all of this. Been saying it from the very beginning. It's the shot that is creating the firestorm now, because you know what? The shot does not keep you from getting COVID. When you get it, it actually makes the COVID worse. It's that simple. And that's not me saying that. That is scientists and doctors saying that. I always think that's so funny. Why is it that these doctors and these scientists were so renowned and, yay, thank you for coming up with all this. But as soon as they go against the narrative and what you've been told, then it's all, oh, they're liars. They don't know what they're doing. They're blah. So people need to remember, yes, to everyone that's texting me, and Lois hasn't called, so you know how liberals are. They have no good argument to explain their position. So, Lois, phone line's still open. I know you got an iPhone, so 884-9910. But it's very interesting to see that people forget what they supported and what they didn't support. So we have officials now in Arizona that are coming out and saying, well, we supported an audit all along. No, they didn't. They were totally against it. They're on the record as being against it. Now, I get it. You can change your mind. That's different from saying that, oh, I was with it from the beginning. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't work that way. Kind of like, you know, when Biden tells union people that he's not going to kill union jobs, or that not going to come after your guns. It just, people forget, I guess. If God wants the statue down, he will give a shot of lightning like the George Floyd mural. Oh my gosh, that is fantastic. Yes, if the John Mackey statue is meant to come down, just wait for the lightning. I would say that with any of the monuments out there now, which we have to stop putting up, because just in 10 to 15, 20 years, people are just going to do this again. Say, oh, we don't like that person now. Let's take that statue down. Well, then stop wasting money on the statues. I'm so disgusted with these Robert E. Lee statues coming down, and the Roosevelt statue. Oh my gosh, the one with Teddy Roosevelt. Abraham Lincoln statues coming down. Presidential statues being taken out of the rotunda at the U.S. Capitol. This is just, it's got to stop. It's tearing this country apart. We should be working together, helping people. This isn't helping anybody. It's what happens when you put people in place that they think they're doing right. Kind of like in Chicago. Let's just keep creating laws. We'll be the safest in the country if we just keep taking away people's gun rights. We keep limiting everything. We just make it all illegal. Oh, by the way, did I mention there were two shootings yesterday in Chicago? 10 people wounded. It's the states with the strictest gun laws that have the most crime, that have the most gun violence. Why do you think that is? Because I can tell you, if you think someone else is packing, that's why we should have constitutional concealed carry. Should be, it's your right. It's your right to protect yourself. You see someone coming down the street and you don't know if they're armed or not, guess what? You're going to leave them alone. Same thing. Post it outside people's homes. Protected by Smith & Wesson. Which, don't get me started on that subject, by the way. A judge has now ruled that Smith & Wesson can be sued. Yes, the gun manufacturer can be sued by victims. That's like suing Toyota if I run someone down with a car. It's the stupidest thing ever. But you know what? These judges are put in place for a reason. These elected representatives are elected for a reason, to remove your rights.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
Oh, there I go again about your gun rights. It's Monica J on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Cuba killing protesters. Yes. Law enforcement shooting protesters in front of toddlers. Things are very serious for Cubans right now under their Marxist communist regime. Oh, and by the way, BLM, Black Lives Matter, they're supporting that. They're praising the Cuban regime. Yeah. Cutting off communication, internet services. So, you know, we can't see what's going on. They can't send out what's really going on. Cuban family members in Florida, very distraught. This is what happens when communism reigns supreme and your gun rights are violated. The Cubans can't fight back. This is why we have the Second Amendment. 884-9910, your hotline. To Straight on the Air. Tim's joining us right now, wants to talk about gun laws. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Monica, always a great job. Hey, on this old business with Chicago and the continuous death count that happens every weekend,
yep.
I noticed I'd love to hear the conviction count and the sentence length by federal prosecutors who are seemingly, you never hear anything about any federal prosecutions. You just hear the rotating door of these guys getting booked into jail, being released the same day or soon afterward, mm-hmm. After they're booked. And now there are doubtless there are felons that they're bringing in, that when they touch guns, handle guns, let alone do anything with criminal activity, that's federal offenses. And I don't see any interviews with the federal prosecutors of how their case counts are and so on in terms of the effectiveness of their office. And they just, it seems to be a big black hole.
Yeah, exactly. Because remember, Tim, you might recall President Trump offered all the help they needed. He said, hey, you say the word, we're there. Problem's taken care of. But they refused.
Right. It seems like it's a big, it seems like it's just they don't want a solution. And now I notice they're going to have in August, Chicago's going to dispatch mental health professionals with paramedics for some of the 911 calls. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. Another liberal experiment using the public as the guinea pigs.
Yeah, they're just going to have, you know, they're going to be in danger now along with the paramedics. Because that's one of the most dangerous jobs there, because those EMTs, they're there to help people. So they go into these bad situations where they're shots fired.
Yep. It's unbelievable to me.
You know, Tim, I honestly believe they just let it keep happening because they want not only this country, but they want the world to see this country as a violent place. And so, again, it's going to be a push for the blue hats and the UN to come in, which is not going to be a pretty sight.
Yes, you're right. It's a continuous state of chaos that everyone needs to look to government to try to fix that government's not interested in fixing.
No, they're part of the problem.
Reason. That's right.
They are the problem. All right, Tim, thank you so much for calling in.
Sure.
And, you know, this is something that you're going to see the pictures. You're going to hear the stories. But please disseminate the information that you're getting into reality. So CNN, MSNBC, all of these people have an agenda to push. You're smarter than that. Look beyond their sensationalism. Look to the people. Always look to the people. You look at the black community where people are screaming, defund the police, and those areas have defunded the police. Policemen have retired early. They've gotten out of it altogether because they're being assassinated. They're being ambushed. You talk to the actual people in those communities, and they don't want less law enforcement. They want more cops on the streets. The criminals are running the towns. And the people who are living there, the people who are paying the taxes, the people who are owning the businesses, they need help. But that's not the agenda. The agenda is to keep us in chaos. That's why they put restrictions on ammo. That's why they jack up the prices. That's why you got to be fingerprinted in some places just to buy ammo. It's unbelievable. Because their ideas don't work. We need real solutions. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll come up with them.